recording locations, its aircraft also covered 1,605,109 kilometres across 4,401 hours, leading all bases in both measures. The Rockhampton branch has also received glowing praises from staff and patients alike, making their practical and personal statistics a reflection of their valiant efforts and hearts.
A coastal advocacy group is urging residents to rally and help oppose what is called the concrete development of beaches across Sunshine Coast. Formed in 2020 by Alexandra Headlands, locals, the group is calling for greater protection of vegetation and beach environments by opposing further infrastructure and engineering works believed to be the cause of damage to coastal areas. Beach Matter is the name of the group, and they consist of more than 13,000 followers, including hundreds of volunteers who involve themselves in beach monitoring, cleanups, and education. The group is outraged by recent coastal works, with several beaches experiencing projects at the same time.
In national news, Labour could shelve its gambling advertising bill rather than accept major changes, leaving advocates at risk of ending up empty-handed. The Coalition, Greens and crossbenchers have all called for substantial amendments for the Albanese government's draft legislation proposing a crackdown on gambling advertising. Labour's plan would limit gambling ads on TV to 3 per hour between 6 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. and limit gambling advertising on radio during school pickup and drop-off hours. They would also ban logos on player jerseys and promotions in stadiums. The Coalition have refused to back the bill without significant changes, with their Shadow Communications Minister Sarah Henderson saying it is riddled with deficiencies. A senior Labour source told the ABC that the government would not entertain major rewrites and instead pull the bill with its existing restrictions left in place. Labour sources have said they hope the bill will ultimately gain the support of the Coalition, which, while having voiced concerns about the proposal, have not submitted any amendments.
Farmers and wildlife groups have noticed the barn owl population has boomed in Western Australia following a recent mouse plague. Barn owls occur in every continent except Antarctica and are known to experience booms in population depending on food availability. Local farmers noticed a surge in owl fledglings that coincided with a noticeable drop in mice, which had been inundated by a plague earlier this year. Wildlife carriers in the Midwest and Wheat Belt region said a drop in the use of owl-killing rodenticide may have also contributed to the surge in owl population. However, barn owls are expected to face increased competition for food and habitat, which would lead to an increase in starving and displaced juvenile birds.
And in international news, a team of Japanese academics have manufactured the world's first eco-friendly water-soluble firework shells and canisters, making the things that go boom help the things that want to bloom. Professor Takehiko Nagaoki from the Ryoku University led the initiative in allegiance with Kanayuki Fireworks Industry Co. and have, after much trial and error, created firework shells that utilize a water-soluble resin, which is commonly applied to agricultural seeds and soil improvers. Once in contact with the water, the used shells and canisters form a sludgy consistency and eventually dissolve and vanish into the ecosystem through its already approved harmless medium.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.